Praise the Lord. As Vicky said, it was a really good cause. The guy's a really smart guy. You know, and has a lot of information. I told Vicky, I said, it was awesome from the standpoint that it was just really, really good. But I thought what a shame it is that what his ministry is has to be, no matter how good it is. And I'll tell you why it is, because the thing is that he says he and 1,000 people like him now are teaching us. And what they're doing is they're teaching the Bible. Now that would seem to be an odd thing, but they're teaching the Bible without all of the preferences that man has put in. What they're having to do is dispel a lot of stuff that people have had to come up with to justify the Word of God, rather than just take the Word of God for what it is. You know, I mean, it's just like, okay, the concept that, okay, God is in control of everything. God is not in control of everything. I'm sorry, but He is not. If God was in control of everything, there wouldn't be any evil, would there? And this man, one thing that he said was, he said, if God were in charge, we wouldn't have to ask Him to intervene. But because we can't accept the fact that God is not just in charge of everything, we've had to try to make it sound like He is in charge of everything. And if you say that He is in charge of everything, then you have to assume that He lets bad stuff go on. But you have to go one step further, because if He's in charge, then He had a plan for bad stuff. Okay? See, I never could live with that idea. That's my bubble. Okay? That just didn't work. Well, you see, one thing that I've always said that I really had going for me was I didn't know anything when I got saved. I grew up not knowing anything. I knew Jesus was alive, but we didn't learn anything, did we, Mother? No, we didn't. We'll be honest. We're all here, 83, you can be honest now, okay? We didn't know anything about the real truth. We just knew that, yes, there was a Jesus, yes, you know, go to church, yes, this, yes, that. But in his explanation of stating what people have come to believe and giving how they came to believe it, I learned about a lot of these things that I always wondered how people could come up with them. And then he had years and dates and stuff of like when some of the stuff that some people just declare was absolutely canon didn't start till like the 1950s. Well, see how say it then, so it wouldn't make any difference to me. But it's interesting to hear, but I told Vicky, I said, it's really good, it's really wonderful, but it's a shame. And I mean, and there was a couple of people there that were older guys, and man, this was gristle for that. And there was nothing about it that even once caused me to go, ooh, you know? I mean, I can get a lot more ooh out of the doctrinal, theological stuff that I can't out of that. I mean, there was nothing that he said that just made me go, oh, I wonder about that. It was like, it was all just, well, it makes perfect sense to me. That's sort of how I accidentally thought, without all the research, without all of the things like that. But there was this one guy, I made to tell you, he about wore out his chair.
Yeah.
And then when he finally got to ask a question, the guy knew the answer before the guy asked the question. But it was like, but this is what we've always believed. And if this is what we've always believed, and you make us uncomfortable in what we've always believed, we don't have anything. That's not true. That's not true at all. Because your relationship with God should not be built on the stuff that you've always believed. It should be built on your relationship with Him. Your trust for Him, your love for Him. One thing that he really went into that was needy, he was talking out of Matthew chapter 24. And in Matthew chapter 24 is where the disciples ask him about what will be the signs and so on and so forth. Well, you know, we look at it.